This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. My CPA firm specializes in business and individual income taxes. If you find this podcast informative, please take a moment and share it with your networks and contacts. Today's topic is tax allocation choice, tax reform we need now. The tax allocation choice system asks the question, why are we still allowing a few hundred people in our state houses in Washington to decide how to spend our money? I have two simple questions for everyone listening. Number one, have you ever worried where your tax dollars are being spent? And number two, when you do learn where they're spending your tax money, does it ever upset you? Of course, the answer to both those questions is yes. Today's politicians believe they know best how to spend our hard-earned money. Of course, we know best, and we should immediately take back control of it. The best part of this is that it is easy to implement this system. It is impossible for a few hundred politicians to allocate the tax dollars of more than 330 million U.S. taxpayers accurately. Remember, there is no government money, only our money. Today, all of our tax money is being funneled into the hands of bureaucrats and spent how they wish. The tax allocation choice system lets you decide where your tax dollars are spent. Under this system, politicians have no say where your tax dollars are spent within the budget. You get to decide where in the budget your tax dollars are allocated. This system is simple. When you do your income taxes with me at the year end, all you will need to do is fill in a simple grid and allocate a percentage of your taxes to whatever budget items you want to support. So for example, you'd have a sheet of paper with two columns in front of you. One has a heading called category and one has a heading called percentage allocated. So you would see categories within the budgets: food stamps, green energy, seniors and veterans, banking and insurance, children and families, and so on. And you would simply put a percentage next to those categories of how much you want of your tax dollars to be spent on those categories. Again, you'll control where the money is spent within the government. Here's an example. Are you a senior or a veteran? Do you feel that your needs have been ignored by the government? Great, put 100% towards seniors and veterans in the budget. Are you a single parent pursuing a career but wish public childcare options and transportation were better? Well, then put 50% of your taxes towards children and families and put 50% of your money towards transportation in the budget. Another example, are you concerned there are people who may not have eaten today? Great, put 100% of your taxes towards food stamps. Are you a business owner who relies on tourist dollars? Put 100% of your taxes towards tourism. Are you a Gen Z or Gen Alpha? Why are you still allowing the boomers to spend your money on programs you disapprove of? So put 100% of your tax dollars towards green energy and environmental protection. Are you living in a city that has been controlled by one party for decades? Look around. How has that worked out? Well, put 100% of your tax dollars back to your zip code. Most of us will choose many categories, not just one. And that's how it should be. We should get to make the country and the states that we want with our money. The tax allocation choice system gives nothing but benefits for all of us. Number one, elected officials have zero ability to spend your money against your will. Number two, all of the backdoor deals are gone because all of the backdoor deals are usually about where the money is allocated and spent. This destroys special interests. You will know exactly where your tax dollars went and where they did not go. And of course, the budget is always perfectly in balance because we make the budget. The budget can't be over or under. There's no need to borrow money for any program because we're telling the government exactly where and how much of our money to spend. Tax allocation choice. Tax reform that we need now. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Questions, concerns, call me on 732-673-0510. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos and podcasts, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.